Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your presenter, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. We delve into the insurance matters that impact you, where it matters most, in Australia. In headline news this week, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, together with the Insurance Council of Australia, joined forces to appeal for urgent reforms to combat the ever-rising insurance premiums. This severe insurance premium hike is posing a detrimental impact on our small and medium-sized businesses. Beauty salons, for example, are finding themselves between a rock and a hard place. They're facing the unenviable option of dropping insurance or slashing coverage, ramping up their operational risks. To help our fearless beauticians and all SMEs, several recommendations have been tabled for reform, including the abolition of insurance taxes, a review of small businesses' insurance costs, development of SME-focused insurance products, and reforming civil liability laws. In the meantime, industry groups advise beauty salons to compare insurance policies, integrate risk management practices, and engage with the wider industry for effective business protection. In a related story, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, handed down a landmark decision that could shift the insurance landscape. They have ruled that a home-based waxing salon, despite being operated from a personal dwelling, is in fact a business. This will impact how beauticians disclose their operations for insurance purposes. The decision can be traced back to a storm damage claim denial. The claim was denied due to non-disclosure, since the policyholder classified the salon as a hobby and not as a business. A cautionary tale for beauticians and a reminder to ensure they accurately disclose business operations to their insurers, comprehend their policy fine print, and keep meticulous business records. On the regulatory front, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has announced a heightened focus for 2025. The mission: to clamp down on insurance pricing, claims handling, and complaints processes. ASIC's Deputy Chair Sarah Court put misleading pricing practices in her crosshairs, signaling a rise in regulatory actions, including a doubling down on investigations and court actions. Now, for our beauticians handling complex insurance scenarios such as client injuries and business interruptions, vigilance and proactive measures are the need of the hour. Ensuring compliance with current insurance policies, staying abreast with changes to insurance practices, and regular consultations with insurance providers about how these commitments might impact policies and premiums are strongly recommended. These news stories underscore the importance of having updated, reliable insurance coverage and highlight the value of open, accurate dialogue with your insurance provider. It is a rapidly changing landscape, but we here at Financial Services Online are dedicated to keeping Australian consumers informed every step of the way. That's it for this week from me, Paige Estratori. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time.